Mayors in Pittsfield and North Adams this week are recognizing older workers and the organizations that help them find jobs. Elliot Hunnewell is 57 years old and interns with Downtown Pittsfield Incorporated. She logs at least 20 hours a week as the downtown coordinator, working with some of the organization's roughly 210 members.
Being able to network is so important when one is job hunting. So as I start to take my job hunt much more seriously, which I am doing now that I've landed, knowing people is making all the difference.
Hunnewell, who has an undergraduate and master's degree from Clark University in Worcester, moved to the Berkshires about a year ago, partly because her daughter was accepted into the Berkshire Arts and Technology Charter Public School in Adams. Having worked as a grant administrator for much of her career, Hunnewell got involved with Berkshire Works, which led her to the organization Downtown Pittsfield. The position has helped her get a home loan while looking for more permanent work.
I'm sure that it will work out. Meanwhile, at least I'm very busy looking for work. I'm getting paid a little bit, but it doesn't pay the bills. So I still need to be careful about spending down all my savings before I can find somebody that wants a mature worker that doesn't feel all that mature.
According to the Berkshire County Regional Employment Board, there are roughly 1,800 job openings in the county. With 43% of its population 55 and older, the board's director, Heather Bolger, says older workers can fill those spots.
Those over the age of 55 bring enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge to the workplace. And many employers have discovered that their work ethic is an asset and an inspiration. These qualities, coupled with their good old-fashioned employer loyalty, make older workers an attractive resource for employees seeking workers and possible mentors for younger workers.
On Monday, North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright and Pittsfield Mayor Linda Tyer signed proclamations recognizing National Employ Older Workers Week to highlight efforts like the Senior Community Service Employment Program. It's administered by the U.S. Department of Labor. Participants are placed in paid positions for a maximum of 20 hours per week with the hope they will gain the necessary experience to obtain unsubsidized employment. About 20 people are part of the program in Pittsfield and other areas of Berkshire County. Melanie Glasnick of Berkshire Works Career Center says the organization offers many workshops for older people looking for a job.
We just started an intro to computer workshop for people that have basically no computer skills. I mean, it starts very introductory, you know, how do you maneuver a mouse and what is the toolbar? And those are all things that people struggle with, especially now that unemployment is done online. We have a lot of job people on unemployment coming in and they can't maneuver the system to file their claim. So, you know, we've decided to put that out there and it's been really successful. We do an online job application workshop, which some people struggle with doing online applications. So we walk you through that step by step.
To compare, 33% of Massachusetts population is 55 and older, while in Berkshire County that figure is 43%, as mentioned earlier. Meanwhile, more than 28% of the county's population is at least 65 years old. The state mark is less than 21%. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.